All right, as we get ready for Giants baseball, Marty Lurie here with Tyler Rogers of the Giants. Another glorious Arizona day.
Absolutely. I love Arizona in spring training time.
Well, you're a guy who grew up in Colorado. What's it like growing up in Colorado being a baseball player? Because, you know, we have all the myths of pitching and hitting and everything else. What was it like as a kid growing up in Colorado?
Yeah, I mean, as a kid, you hear about Coors Field and stuff, but you know, I didn't really get to play baseball outside of Colorado until I went to college, so it wasn't too big of a thing. And then I didn't really believe in the whole altitude thing until I left and then came back, and then, you know, you're out of breath and the ball's not moving as much.
Tyler Rogers with us. Were you a skier?
No, not a skier. Nope. I was baseball, and I was big into basketball when I was growing up. Okay. So that took up my winter time.
Okay. Well, obviously your twin brother plays for the Minnesota Twins, and the two of you must have been interesting. A lot of uniforms to wash, a lot of games to go to for your parents.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure it was tough. They had to pay double for everything growing up, you know, at the same time. But it was always great having them around and being on the same teams growing up and just having somebody always there with you.
Who was better as a kid?
Oh, man, I don't know. He'll say he was, and I'll say I was.
What position did you play as a kid? And we'll get to your pitching, and it's been unique and outstanding so far in the major leagues. But what did you play as a kid?
Yeah, as a kid, I would play, you know, the infield. And, you know, as I got to high school, I'd go to third base and a little first base. And then, you know, I'd play, like, first base, and my brother would pitch. And then, you know, if he wasn't pitching, he'd play first base. So I'd move over to third base. And then, basketball, we were both guards, and then, you know, try and mess the other team up by, you know, confusing them of who they were guarding.
A great story. It's a good baseball story. Let's see. Have there been twins in baseball? Well, I go back to the 50s. The O'Brien twins were in baseball. Any twins come to mind for you?
Yeah, actually, our AAA hitting coach in Sacramento, Damon Miner, him and his twin brother were the last set of twins to play in the big leagues.
All right.
So that was kind of a cool thing to actually know the guy that was before you.
Yeah, no, I got to look that up. All right, let's talk pitching. Let's talk about this camp with a lot of new pitching coaches, and you've been in the organization for a while. What is this camp like for you on a daily basis with the coaches and the way they're approaching baseball?
Well, I mean, for me, this is my first big league camp. So not only do we have a bunch of new faces here, it's new for me as well. So, you know, I'm just trying to take it all in and listen to everything everybody's got for me and, you know, and honestly just be a fan at the same time, too, and watch, you know, Brandon Crawford take ground balls is something pretty special to do. You know, and watch these guys take BP is pretty cool, too.
Do you pinch yourself every once in a while and say, am I really in the big leagues? Did this actually finally happen for me?
Yeah, you know, actually, at the you know, being in the big leagues for the last month of the season, it was cool to go into the off season and kind of look back on it and go, wow, that really happened. Because, you know, when you get called up or whatever, it's hard to sit back and like reminisce because you're so like locked in and try and prepare for the games, you know, and you don't really have time to sit back and go, wow, my dreams came true. It's like, no, I got to, you know, get ready to play the game.
Well, you were in the organization and have been, as you point out, for a number of years with a lot of success, but you didn't get that call, and other people did get that call. Did you get discouraged, and how did you get over it?
Yeah, you know, there. Anytime, you know, you're in AAA, you feel you're pitching pretty well and get passed up, it, you know, it kind of gets you. But, you know, being with all those guys in Sacramento and being teammates and friends with a lot of them, I was just happy for them, you know, and So I just would sit there and just be happy for them, you know, and just really just knew my time would come.
All right. Well, that's the way you have to be. Perseverance. We see it in the camp here. There's so many guys with stories who've been around, you know, professional baseball for 8 or 9 years, and they're trying to make it happen, and all of a sudden, for you, it happened. So the story does have a good ending to it. This camp for you, though, I mean, I watch you pitch, and I've watched Submariners or whatever you want to call yourself. I'll let you describe it. But lefties have always been trouble for guys like that. Not necessarily for you, and I realize you're working on a lot of things, but lefties, you get lefties out and you don't get hard contact. That to me is impressive.
Well, I appreciate that, Marty, but yeah. You know, anytime you could pitch inside effectively, whether it's opposite-handed hitter or not, you know, I think that's just going to help you in the long run, and especially, you know, being a sinker baller guy and a guy who doesn't throw very hard, if you could throw inside effectively, it makes it seem like it's harder than it really is.
Okay. Is that the key for you, is to keep the ball inside and not over the center of the plate, so to speak?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, for me, I'm trying to, you know, initiate contact early in the count, okay. You know, being a sinker ball guy and get the ball put in play, and you know, just in anytime you pitch in all four quadrants of the strike zone, yeah. You know, within the same at bat, I think it's going to be good.
Well, what you just described, Tyler Rogers, is command. There's a difference between control. Control means, hey, I'm going to throw a strike somewhere. Mm-hmm. Command is, I'm going to put it in a certain spot. You have command.
Well, you know, that's the biggest thing about coming into spring training for me and getting the body going game speed is make sure you have that fastball command down before anything else. When you get to spring training, you know, if a lot of guys are trying to, you know, learn a new third pitch or a fourth pitch, but if you don't have that fastball command first, then nothing else is really going to come of it.
No, I agree with you, Faye. You got to get the fastball down first. You could be the closer on this team. Who knows? You know, we're a long way off from that. Your brother's a closer for the Twins and has done well. Has he given you advice? He said, look, Tyler, if this happens, you know, get ready for this.
Yeah, you know, he just tells me, he goes, get lost in the daily routine and in the daily grind of things. And just, you know, get yourself as prepared as you can for the day. And then just kind of let the chips fall as they may.
Yeah, I always felt the last three outs were the toughest in baseball to get.
Yeah, there's something about that 27th out that's always tough. But, you know, and as a bullpen, it's a unit, you know, and I think that's going to be big this year. Is how we work as a unit, and not so much as, you know, who's throwing the ninth, but, you know, we need guys to throw the sixth, seventh, and eighth before we even worry about the ninth.
You know, it's a lot of fun to watch you. Obviously, the sinker baller, sidearm, underhand, whatever you want to call it. There have been many pitchers in baseball who've done it. Have you gone back and looked at video just to look at it to see how Quisenberry threw or Chad Bradford threw or Kent Tecolve or Ted Abernathy? And I'll go back even for Dick Hyde. I'll go back to the, you know, before your father was born.
Yeah.
Have you gone back to look at any of this?
You know, I do some research and some history about, you know, some of the older guys and, like, the Quisenberries and the Kent Tecolves and stuff like that. And those guys had, you know, long, successful careers.
Yeah.
And a lot of them, you know, spent a good amount of time in the minor leagues just like I did, you know. And their careers necessarily didn't start till they were close to 30. So that's encouraging for me.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we talked about fastball command earlier, Marty. And I watched a few clips of Chad Bradford pitch and he is the epitome of fastball command.
Yeah. No, I saw him pitch with the A's. I was there when he did. And Ken Maka told me this, a great manager. He was a good manager, Kenny Maka. He said the save can come any time in the ball game, and it could come in the sixth inning when you got second and third and two out. And Chad Bradford would come in. He'd get his ground ball, get out of the inning, and then the bullpen would take over the seventh. But the save was Chad Bradford, and that can come any time in a game.
That's the any time you can come in a high leverage chance with runners on base before the ninth inning. I agree with you. That's one of the most important parts of the ball games. And, you know, and you'll sit there, and those managers, like you mentioned, they know when that at bat is, when it's going to dictate the outcome of the game.
Yeah. Well, pleasure having you on. It's fun to watch you. The fans love it. And then we get a lot of calls about you. And who knows who the closer will be or where it's all going to go. But you're in the big leagues and you made it. And you're getting people out. And that's what it's all about. So I appreciate having you on. Enjoy spring training.
Cool. Thanks for having me on, Marty.
All right. That's Tyler Rogers. More coming up. KNBR 680, 104.5 FM, the sports leader.